Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Among my commentaries, you probably have heard a few things about which you had no knowledge. You have also heard lots of reports weeks and even months before the popular media covered them. Take last Friday's program, where I quoted Lawrence Summers, a major political insider for the past two decades. He wrote in the Washington Post just over 2 weeks ago that the world monetary system is shifting away from the U.S. dollar. When will the other local media share with their listeners, viewers, and readers this crucially important warning? In early February, I dealt with the negative aspects of falling oil prices, several weeks before the Lansing State Journal covered this story. Did any of your other sources of financial information tell you that gold was the top-performing financial category for the past 15 years, as I shared more than 2 months ago? I have also told you about the information released by the Bureau of Labor Statistics buried in their 200 pages of jobs and unemployment data that flatly contradicted the headlines reported by the rest of the media. I have told you in advance the contents of the forthcoming Federal Open Market Committee statements. Early last year, I took the Lansing State Journal to task for a major story bragging how strong the real estate market was going to be in Lansing. It wasn't until late last year that another article in the Greater Lansing Business Monthly documented the decline in the local market for the year. Now, things can change at the last minute. 2 weeks ago, I told you how a Greek official stated that his government would be unable to pay a $500 million debt due on April 9. At the last minute, the Greek government retracted that announcement, saying that it would make the payment. But, as I warned in my commentary, even if the Greek government managed to cover all of its debt and interest payments in April, it was looking at default in May, barring a major development. Now, all of the financial media agree with me. If a major financial catastrophe was coming, wouldn't you prefer a warning well in advance rather than the day before? If you do, you are welcome to continue listening to Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.